us lives for ourselves alone, and not one of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. Sing it again. For not one of us lives for ourselves alone, and not one of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so he might be the Lord of both the living and dead. You then, why do you judge brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat, as it's written, as surely as he lives, every knee will bow, every tongue will acknowledge God. For no one of us lives for ourselves alone, and no one of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. So then each of us will give an account to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on each other. Instead, make up your mind not to put stumbling blocks or obstacles in the way. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in Jesus, that nothing is unclean, not unclean in itself. But if one thinks it is unclean, it is them. For not one of us lives for ourselves alone, and not one of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die,